This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Oanda Senior Market Analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon over my end and good morning to you, Johnny.
Not such a good day so far for markets across the world. We've seen them plummet, particularly where you are in Asia Pacific, but now it's happening in Europe as well. And that's all down to the oil price because of the events in the Middle East, oil jumping above $100 a barrel. In fact, it was nearly $120 a barrel earlier today. It's calmed down a bit since then. And we've got the G7 meeting later to discuss the surging price of oil and what can be done about it. So it's pretty chaotic out there.
Yes, precisely, Johnny. So let's take a step back and analyze what's going on in the markets. It's all tied up to the rapid upward movement on the oil prices. So if you look at the start of today's Asia session, it actually gapped up with a whopping close to about what we're talking about, close to 30% increase to print a high of 119.554 for the West Texas crude oil. Then we're talking about Brent crude is about 120. So that is what the highest level in oil prices since around June 2020. So that is during the onset of the Russia invasion in Ukraine. So one of the reasons why oil prices is surging so rapidly is because of a higher risk and a persistent longer period of time that the Strait of Hormuz may get is likely to get close due to this ongoing Iran-US war that is showing no sign of de-escalation, and worse still, there is some form of hawkish rhetoric from both sides of the camp, where US President Trump has demanded a unconditional surrender of Iran before he put a stop to the bombardment in Iran by US forces. And on the other side, the Iranian side saying that there is no chance of a potential negotiation. And in fact, they actually retaliated, stating that this ongoing retaliation attack by Iran towards the other Middle Eastern countries, especially Saudi Arabia, UAE, that could actually last for another 6 months or so. So market got pretty jittery once the Asia session gets open underway. And what's interesting over here is that as we are speaking right now, about an hour ago, there is this news report stating that there could be a potential chance within three nations within the G7. So we know that G7 is a group of seven. So they have a kind of an emergency meeting later today among the finance minister. So that will be at New York time, 8:30 a.m. today, to actually talk about a possibility of releasing their strategic oil stockpile reserve to actually negate this ongoing rise in oil prices. So what's interesting over here is that it initially created a dent in the market. So oil prices traded almost an intraday low about an hour ago, 96.43. But as we are speaking right now, it's trading back above the psychological $100 per barrel again for West Texas crude oil futures, which is up around 107.70. And what's interesting over here is that I would like to discuss the ripple effects on this rather steep move in oil prices towards other asset classes. So the first asset classes will be very interestingly the Asia Pacific benchmark stock indices. So we know that at the start of this year, the Asia Pacific benchmark stock indices all the way until 27th of February. So that's the day before the coordinated attack on Iran by US and Israel. The top performer were the Japan Nikkei 225 and as well as the red hot South Korean KOSPI 200 index, which has a year-to-date gain at that point in time as of 27th of February. That's a whopping 40%. So what we are seeing now in the last a week or so, we now start to see an indiscrimination sell-off in this week, in this year winners, which happened to be the Japan 225, the i.e. the Nikkei 225, pardon me, and the South Korea KOSPI index. So both of them are also a major net oil importers as well. So for the Japan Nikkei 225, it actually underperformed today among the Asia Pacific benchmark stock indices, down by negative 5%, and the South Korea KOSPI 200 index is down by a whopping negative 6.5%. So what's interesting over here is that it's indeed selling off across the board. If you start to see the other benchmark indices as well in Asia Pacific, and if you were to look at from the US side of the story, the US sell-off has been rather muted because they are kind of being the underperformer of the world over here. But nevertheless, given that we start to see a broad-based risk-off scenario, the US stock indices also can't escape from this broad-based macro negative feedback loop that is being impacted in the global stock market. So if you look at the NASDAQ 100 e-mini futures and the S&P 500 e-mini futures, that are down by a lesser margin as compared to the Japan Nikkei 225 and the South Korea KOSPI 200 index, which the US side of the story is down by almost negative 1% as we are speaking right now. Primarily also due to the fact that the dollar is also strengthening as well. But however, this strength in the dollar is very interesting right now. We now start to see a bit of a K-shaped performance in the FX market. So we know that the dollar has kind of strengthening across the board in almost all the major currency, but based on the five-day rolling performance basis, but not so much against the dollar CAD. So in fact, if you look at the dollar Canada right now, it's actually down by almost negative 1% based on the five-day rolling performance basis. So the reason why the dollar is weakening against the Canada dollar is because the Canada economy is being a major net crude oil exporter. So currently, the strong movement in the West Texas crude oil is actually benefiting the Canada dollar, which allows it to outperform the dollar, the dollar against the rest of the pack. And also one particular currency to take note of will be the Swiss franc itself. So the dollar Swiss is almost unchanged right now based on the five-day rolling performance basis. And in fact, the Swiss has starts to strengthen significantly against the euro. So based on the five-day rolling performance basis, the euro-Swiss cross rate is down by negative 1.2%.
So, Kelvin, with the potential interest rate cuts that we've been discussing for the last few weeks now certainly on hold, in fact, some are even suggesting that rates may go up, that has had an effect on other markets, in fact, in particular gold, which we've seen actually go down rather than up.
Yes, precisely. So gold itself is being hit by two conflicting forces right now. Firstly, in the past, when we start to see geopolitical risk premium rise, like what it did previously last June, where US and Iran has that standoff, that so-called 12-day standoff. In fact, at the point in time, gold prices actually rose. But however, this time around, gold prices instead remains muted, kind of traded sideways, and sometimes on the intraday basis, it's just evaporated its gain, its earlier gain. So as we are speaking right now, spot gold XAU/USD is down by negative 1.3%, and it's now trying to hold slightly or challenging its 20-day moving average again at around 5,046 level. So one of the reasons why gold prices remains muted is due to a negative one, is due to a higher opportunity cost of holding gold in the near future. So given the fact that stagflation fear has come into the forefront, which means that there could be a high risk that the US Federal Reserve may not even cut rates this year. So they may put their current interest rate cut cycle. So far, they cut three times in late last year on hold. So if that starts to materialize, we potentially may see a further rise in the 10-year US Treasury real yield. So if that starts to take shape, so in fact, the 10-year US Treasury real yield has risen from its low that was seen around 2nd of March at 1.66% to trade at around 1.82% and threatening to actually revisit that 2% mark again. So this could potentially increase the cost, opportunity cost of holding gold, which tends to actually suck out some form of a bullish momentum that is inherent in gold in the last, we call it 2 weeks or so before the start of this latest Iran-US conflict.
Well, look, so much is going on at the moment, but we should look to the week ahead, Kelvin. Of course, circumstances may change markets. It's an ever-evolving situation. But what should we look out over the next few days?
So for this week, there are a couple of tier one US data that we should be taking note of, more primarily tied to the future US monetary policy stance, which is the inflation rate. So both core inflation rate will be released this week and together with the PCE inflation rate. So for the core inflation rate for US, that will be on 11 of March this Wednesday. So market participants is expecting the same rate at 2.5% year on year for the month of February. And as for the core PCE core PCE inflation rate, which is a much more preferred inflation trend gauge by the US Federal Reserve, that will be released on Friday. So for the core PCE price index, the year-on-year one, market participant is expecting a slight increase for the month of January to hit up by 3.1% year-on-year from 3% printed in the previous print of December 2025. So if you start to see further, we call it a movement that goes beyond market expectation, especially for the core PCE price index for the year-on-year rate to grow beyond 3.1%, that could actually greatly reduce that interest rate cut bets that is being inferred by the CME Fed Watch 2 from the Fed Funds Futures market potentially could also start to see, lesser chance of two interest rate cut being baked into the market. So that could potentially see a further strengthening of the dollar in general, except against the Canada dollar, and also potential creating an extended negative feedback loop on the US stock indices and in some form the other major global benchmark stock indices as well, indicating that we may not able to see a significant bullish reversal yet at this juncture.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. We'll speak to you again next week. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.